Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Ryan. Welcome to the first installment of a segment that I am calling Under the Radar. This is Dispatch 1, and on this particular dispatch, I will be talking about the album Eternal Rituals for the Accretion of Light by the band Junius. I decided to do these segments under the name Under the Radar because there are albums that sometimes sort of get by me. For certain reasons, sometimes I discover bands after the fact, or I just don't realize that a band is releasing an album. So since I have the main episodes of Radio Live Transmission all mapped out in advance, I figured I was going to try to do one of these Under the Radar segments probably every other week, just to sort of get a chance to review some albums that that you know I wouldn't have been able to on the main segments. So I figured I would create this. So let's get right into it then. The album Eternal Rituals for the Accretion of Light, which was released on March 3rd, 2017 through Prosthetic Records, is the third full-length album by Massachusetts band Junius, and it's the first album since the departure of guitarist Michael Rapash Neves. I'm going to mangle a lot of names during this this segment, so just bear with me. Leaving another member of the band, vocalist and guitarist Joseph E. Martinez, to write the entire album. On this particular record, Martinez worked with producer Will Benoit, who has worked with such bands as Rosetta and Caspian. All right, so why don't we, I'll give you a little background on the conceptual element of the band Junius. Junius take their name from the pseudonym of an English political writer who was active during the late 18th century. The mysterious writer's goal was to inform the public of their rights and liberties as Englishmen and to show how the English government continually infringed on these rights. Along with this came an assault upon the ministry of Augustus Henry Fitzroy, the third Duke of Grafton. The success of Junius's political endeavors is widely debated. However, the writer is regarded by historians as a thinker ahead of his time in the areas of democracy, free press, and the constitutional rights of individuals. Eternal Rituals is the last album in a trilogy by the band centered around themes of awakening, spiritual wandering and rebirth, and reincarnation. 2009's The Martyrdom of a Catastrophist was inspired by the life, work, and death of Emanuel Velikovsky, a Russian-Jewish independent scholar who used comparative mythology to reinterpret the events of ancient history and make the argument that the Earth suffered catastrophic close contacts with planets such as Venus and Mars in ancient times. The second album in the trilogy, 2011's Reports from the Threshold of Death, is thematically a more personal record, as it deals with the deaths of loved ones and also near-death experiences. So Eternal Rituals, the final record in the trilogy, was inspired by Initiation, the autobiography of Hungarian spiritual teacher and author Elizabeth Haich. That's H-A-I-C-H. Haich claimed to remember past lives, including one in which she lived as an ordained priestess of Ra in ancient Egypt, and another in which she lived as a washerwoman spurned by a lover and ultimately living as a beggar. Keeping with these themes of spiritual awakening and enlightenment, Junius's sound is appropriately lush, with the driving, repetitive rhythms of post-metal accentuated by new-wave-era vocals reminiscent of the Sisters of Mercy, Tears for Fears, and even the clean vocals of Killing Joke's Jazz Coleman. The so-called wall of guitars approach is heightened on this album, perhaps due in part to the absence of Rapish Neves. This approach is followed through the first four tracks, and then the interlude, which is called All That Is of the One, pulls the action down and sets up the centerpiece of the album, a track called The Queen's Constellation. The synth work on this track, and the album in general, is stellar, and the occasional sprinkling of organic-sounding tribal percussion and chant-like vocals help the band achieve an epic, esoteric sound that will haunt your memory. The occasional screamed vocal, as on Clean the Beast, which was provided by Drew Speziali, I told you I was going to mangle names, from the band Circle Takes the Square, only serve to give this sound a little bit more punch. Now, Eternal Rituals is actually surprisingly short for a post-metal album that's full of down-tempo tunes, clocking in at about 43 minutes. The Queen's Constellation feels a bit like a, now pardon the expression, a premature climax, and while the album doesn't lose enough momentum at this point to detract from my enjoyment of it, the last four tracks do feel like somewhat of a lull in the action. Fortunately, the surprising inclusion of an acoustic guitar in the introduction of the track Masquerade in Veils caught my attention and the buildup of this track leading into the track Heresy of the Free Spirit is exciting enough to carry a listener into the closer, a track called Black Sarcophagus, on which the lyrics seem to be of a much more personal nature than the existential wanderings of the previous tracks. Junius's musical influences are as various as the themes explored in their lyrics, and include bands such as Hum, Sunny Day Real Estate, Mogwai, Tears for Fears, At the Drive-In, Deftones, and even artists like Philip Glass. This melting pot of influence comes through in the soundscape of Eternal Rituals. This album represents another exciting and solid chapter in one of post-metal's most unique bands. I gave Eternal Rituals for the Accretion of Light a rating of 8 out of 10. And for suggested listening, you should check out the tracks A Mass for Metaphysicians and The Queen's Constellation. So names you should easily remember. All right, thank you. That was the first installment of the Under the Radar series for the Radio Live Transmission podcast. And check in soon for episode 4. Of Radio Live Transmission, and I will catch you soon. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.